Well, if the desire is there, how can guns be kept out of the hands of the mentally ill? More from New York police officer Lou Palumbo, a security expert who's director of a private security firm called Elite Intelligence and Protection. Lou, how do you see this?
Well, the thing I found interesting is that he apparently demonstrated characteristics when he was still attached to the military that resulted in him being discharged dishonorably, number one. Number two, I believe the impetus to that, if I'm correct, was a very serious domestic violence issue. Why the military at that point did not require him to take a psychological evaluation or engage in one is confounding, number one. Number two, this issue with domestic violence. These issues or these episodes need to be reported into one central database in our country so that when we key in on an individual with their social security number and their date of birth, this information pops up on us. What we're doing is basically acting reactively. In other words, I'm sure we're going to implement some changes on the heels of this incident, like we're banning the bumper stock. You know, this is all part of the problem. We politicize these issues, we get nowhere because compromise is not a word in the vocabulary of our political mechanism, and I'm not confident that moving forward this is going to be fixed. What we need to do is create a standard of screening that will prevent people who are mentally defective from acquiring firearms and, for that matter, driving automobiles. What everybody needs to understand is that our mental health system has been dismantled. You know, in life we say there's no such thing as single causality. That is true, and there's no such thing as a single fix to this problem. This problem has multiple heads, but the real issue here is that we have a failed political system that cannot seem to responsibly address any of these problems we're dealing with, whether it's the border, mental illness, gun control, pick a topic. We are just not inclined to do what's in the best interest of this country.
When you talked about the creating the database before, you would imagine get pushback from those who would claim that this would be a privacy violation of some point or of some kind.
No, not at all, sir. I mean, the reality of this situation is that we have to be proactive in fixing this problem. I understand the arguments to everything. I clearly get them. I get them on people pro-gun, anti-gun. I understand the privacy argument. I understand the HIPAA law problem. But the reality of this situation in particular, and I'm just dealing with this one, someone in the Air Force mechanism should have required this individual to undergo a psychiatric or psychological evaluation to determine exactly what his health was. You know, the other thing we need to delve into is, what was he exposed to during the military? Was this young man in Iraq? What exactly may have led to, for example, to his mental or emotional deterioration? We've done nothing in regards to that. Our investigators, hopefully, in being as thorough as they should be, will possibly identify that, which will lend itself to some motives.
Mm. We're speaking with Lou Palumbo, former cop, also director of Elite Intelligence and Protection, a private security firm. We're talking about keeping weapons from getting into the hands of the mentally ill. Would you, for example, require that doctors or primary physicians report something as well?
No, you can't do that. You see, that's the stumbling block because the HIPAA laws prevent it. But what I am suggesting is that for those individuals that feel that they have a need for high-capacity automatic pistols or, in certain instances, assault rifles, which are those tools that we use in law enforcement and military, especially in our tactical units, that if you want to acquire them, you have to take a psychological screening like we do in law enforcement. In other words, anyone that's appointed to a police department or a federal law enforcement agency, before you become or engaged in criminal history check, we subject you to psychological screening, Minnesota multiphasic screening, Rorschach, word association, interviews with psychologists and psychiatrists. Mm. When you complete that phase, we then go through your criminal history. When you complete that phase and the background is completed, we appoint you, we firearms train you, then we educate you in a classroom as to the use of deadly physical force. The public can walk in on a driver's license and acquire the same weapons that we acquire in law enforcement and military to protect them. This is a flaw in the system.
Thanks, Lou. Lou Palumbo, former New York police officer and, again, part of a group called Elite Intelligence and Protection. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.